He's saying, "Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel, and say unto them that prophesy out of their own hearts, hear the word of the Lord. You prophets that are cowards and won't preach the word of God to my people, and warn them of the recklessness and the consequences of their ways that are rebellious against the Lord. Their old lifestyle that's not holy that God rejects. You hear me, preachers? Thus saith the Lord God, woe to the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. O Israel, your prophets are like the foxes in the desert. You've not gone up into the gaps. See, God couldn't find one to stand in the gap. You haven't made up the hedge for the house of Israel to stand in the battle of the day of the Lord. You won't tell God's people about their sins. You won't point the finger at them and tell them you've sinned against the Lord and he's going to judge you for it. Oh, no. Says, you haven't made up the hedge. You haven't stood in the gaps to stand in the day of the battle of the Lord. You've seen vanity and lying divination. And you say the Lord saith, and the Lord didn't send you, preacher. And they made others to hope they would confirm the word of God to them. You've seen a vain vision. You've spoken a lying divination. And you said the Lord saith it, albeit I have not spoken. Therefore the Lord God saith, because you've spoken vanity and seen lies, therefore behold, I am against you, saith the Lord God. Then listen to verse 17. Likewise, son of man, set thy face against the daughters of thy people, which prophesy out of their own heart, and prophesy thou against the women preachers. And boy, what an indictment here. He said, thus saith the Lord to the women preachers, woe to the women that sew pillars to all armholes and make kerchiefs upon every head of every stature. No matter what kind of life you live, these women preachers pin a little kerchief on your head and say, now, don't you look like a little saint? Now, look pretty now. And put pillars up here under your armholes and say, oh, now you heap big saint, you go cast them out devils now. They need to be cast out themselves. Cast out devils. Says, what are them women? Said, will you hunt the souls of my people? Will you save the souls alive that come unto you? You going to save them vagabonds? Are you going to save them workers of iniquity and tell them that they're in divine favor, that God is pleased with them? For what? You'll pollute them among my people for handfuls of barley and for pieces of bread. That's why they do it, to get some easy money. And they slay the souls that should not die, and they save the souls alive that should not live by their lying to the people. That's what's happening today, like that woman I just referred to in New York. The Lord sent an angel, some old vagabond, to tell her she needed to go to South Africa. They need her over there. They need her like you need another hole in your head. God wanted somebody to go to Africa and speak to a man to go over there and try to save that nation out of its bloodbath that's swiftly arising. They brought it on themselves. That's the judgment of God. How's the man of God going to do over there to save them hard heads? The judgment is what's going to turn them back. Prophet can't save that bunch. All right, here he goes on and says, verse 22, God says, hey, women preachers, because of the lies you've made the heart of the righteous sad, whom I have not made sad, and you strengthen the hands of the wicked, that he should not turn from his wicked way by promising him life. Yeah. Prophesy, O people. Yea, saith the Lord. You heard this, some of these silly women prophesying. Oh, God's got a great work for you. Come out here, I'm calling you out, and God's got a great work for you. You had to go home and take care of your babies and your husband. Sure has, ladies. He's got a great work for you. Go and behave yourself. Quit being an old battle axe. Dress right. Teach the younger women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, to be chaste, to be keepers at home, to be good, to be obedient to their own husbands, so they don't blaspheme the word of God. That's what God's called women to do, not to get in the pulpit and act like a man. God have mercy's sake. Get there and put them little old kerchiefs and, oh, God's called you to do a great work. Lord, I was on a bus several years ago going to a meeting. I didn't have money enough to fly, so I rode a Greyhound bus. There was a woman back of me, and boy, she was going on now. God had called her to go to Jamaica. God's given me Jamaica. Lord's sending me to Jamaica. Boy, she wanted everybody on that bus to know it. What a great big hero she was headed for. Well, you know what? Jamaica's still down there, and it's just as bad off as it ever was. A couple years ago, I was in Seattle in a meeting. Here come a big-mouthed woman in there. Oh, Brother Pringle, God's called me and give me Puyallup or some town there right outside of Seattle. I bought a little church over there, and I'd like for you to come over there and preach over there. God's given me the whole city of Puyallup. I said, well, if you got it, you go take it. He didn't give it to me. God still got it. That old gal still, she writes once in a while, wants to know if I'll come out there. No, I won't come out there. I'll go to Seattle, which I do, or Portland or Tacoma somewhere. She makes the heart of the righteous sad, whom God didn't make sad, and she strengthens the hands of the wicked by promising him life instead of preaching, repent and turn from your evil ways. You know what? That's the Old Testament, isn't it? You know what? We better go in New Testament a moment here. This would be on cassette, you know. A lot of people would be hearing it beside you folks. They said, oh, that's the church of old. Well, let's hear about the church of today in 2 Peter 2. There were false prophets, God said, among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you. Talking about the church of Jesus Christ. Okay? They'll privately bring in damnable heresies right in the church, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction, and many shall follow those kind of preachers with their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken out. They're not going to preach holiness. They're not going to preach you can live a sanctified life, blameless, in the fear of God. You don't sin every day. Stinking liars. I'll call him a liar so quick, make his head swim. Got to sin every day. You're a liar. Many shall follow those pernicious ways, and through covetousness, through wanting your money, they with fiend words shall make merchandise of you. There you'll be like a little whatnot out here in the circus with a vendor out there. Hey, hear ye, right over here, read all about it, come over here, see the monkey, see the two-headed woman or whatever he's got to wear, calf, you know. See the bearded lady, or over here, and then you get there, he's got some little something there, and maybe a guy with a little hole, he sticks his head in there, and if you can hit him with this baseball, we'll give you this little whatnot here, and you throw it, and the old ball's lopsided, and you couldn't hit it for no way in the world. That's what God said these preachers make, a monkey out of God's people, a sideshow. Through covetousness, they with fiend words shall make merchandise of you, whose judgment now a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. Then he goes on, and here's his very, very vivid description of these type of preachers. Verse 12, no wonder God can't fire the man to stand in the gap. But these as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed. See some of them natural brute beasts. Critters, in other words. They're just old critters sneaking around. Oh, yeah, they got fancy clothes. Oh, yeah, they got them hairdos cost $15 a piece. Oh, yeah, they got them patent leather shoes, and they shine. You almost see yourself in them. Oh, yeah. The Bible says here, they speak great swelling words of vanity in verse 18. They polished up their speech. But the Bible says they're natural brute beasts made to be taken and destroyed. They speak evil of the things they understand not and shall utterly perish in their own corruption. They make corruption and they're going to perish in it. And they'll receive the reward of unrighteousness. Verse 14 says they have eyes full of adultery and they cannot see some sin. They beguile unstable souls. In heart they've exercised with covetous practices, wanting your money. That's all they care about. They're cursed children.